Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois hosts Wisconsin on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Now, if you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, thank you. It's always an exciting time when it's your homecoming game. You know, all the former, of course, students and former players get a chance to come back. So you want to, of course, you want to play good each week, but really show them exactly where we are. Last week we lost a tough one, but I thought we made some progress in certain areas, but we still weren't able to finish it at the end. But hopefully this week we'll get a couple of our other players, my injured guys, back and have a healthy group and get ready to play one of the top teams in the country. Paul Chris, of course, does a great job with them. Whenever you play on a team that's balanced like they are offensively and don't give up any points, defensively, it's tough duty, but our guys are looking forward to the challenge. Take your questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Leo Haggerty, Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Well, Leo, how are you?
I'm fine, Coach. Thanks for asking. Coach, you're a disciple of the Tampa 2. Do you have to make any major changes going from the professional level to the college level with that defense?
Well, when you say Tampa 2, if you're just kind of talking about cover 2 in general, I don't think you have to make an awful lot. But cover 2 for us is passing defense and passing downs. I think most people traditionally kind of play the defense the same way. If you're talking about our overall concept of our defense, you have to make tweaks here and there. But, you know, we have a sound defensive system that we run. And, you know, once execution is good and you have the right players playing it, I think it'll hold up whether it's high school ball, college, or the NFL.
Coach, you've got a very young team and you've lost 5 in a row. Is it hard to keep them focused and motivated right now? Because you have been in games. It's not like you're getting blown out every week.
Well, I think it's hard when you lose games, period. But to keep the focus, and I don't think it's that hard when you're making progress and you're building. So I think if you don't see progress from week to week, then there's an issue. But we are getting closer. And you just have to believe in the process and just keep fighting each week. As a different opponent each week. And, once you get into Big Ten play, you know, each game is big. I just know for us right now, there's no problem losing focus. Our guys are excited about, you know, having a chance to play against one of the top teams to see how we really match up.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Yeah, next question is from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Lovie.
Hello, Shannon. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
Good. Your team's one of the better ones statistically in the Big Ten when it comes to creating turnovers. Can you talk a little about where you've had that success and then, what you need to do to capitalize it? Obviously, on the other side, the turnovers have been an issue, but this seems like a bright spot for you guys being able to create those, and it's kind of it seems like a lot of players involved in that.
Well, yeah, you're right. First off, it is about the turnover ratio, and everybody on the team is involved with that. You have to have ball security on the offensive side, but winning is can be what you do, taking the ball away. That's a part of our DNA here at the University of Illinois. We preach it, we stress it. We do everything that you need to do to see some results from it each week. But guys have to really buy into it. I just don't believe that, a lot of turnovers happen. I think you have to take the ball away. You have to create those things. And, again, that's kind of who we are. And it helps. But when you take the ball away, you do need to capitalize on it. Last week, first takeaway, of course, we were able to convert it into a touchdown. So that's the way the offense kind of plays into that, too.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.